nyona ino kashala munai Nawa pono luziro nawa pashirai Chirai lai Chirai
Bringing you top-notch radio, top-notch radio, every day.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Socialist Party says President Hichilema's reckless mismanagement has led to citizens suffering. Center for Environmental Justice has urged government to increase Zema's capacity to improve handling of environmental protection issues. In international news, Namibia's president says university fees will be scrapped from 2026. In sports news, Barbara Banda scored in Orlando Pride's dramatic comeback win.
Morning. And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. Socialist Party President Fred Membe says the high poverty levels, joblessness and hopelessness being experienced in the country is a direct result of President Hichilema's reckless mismanagement. Dr. Membe explains that the elitist policies and anti-poor government of President Hichilema and the UPND government has betrayed the citizens who the government promised to uplift. He has, however, urged citizens not to let dissatisfaction or despair divide the nation, highlighting that the unity is not a luxury but a necessity. The Socialist Party leader has emphasized that only as a united front rooted in mutual respect and shared purpose can citizens dismantle the structures of oppression and chart a new path towards dignity, self-reliance and economic justice for all citizens. Small-scale farmers development agency SAFADA Executive Director Boyd Momwe has called for the extensive engagement of farmers considering the anticipated bumper harvest alongside developing of effective marketing strategies to support maize producers and traders. Speaking in an interview with PFM News, Mr. Momwe highlighted that despite frequent calls for the multi-sectoral approach towards improving the overall well-being of the agriculture sector in the country, not much has been made and seen towards infrastructure development, which has led to most farmers, especially in rural areas, to have limited market access. Mr. Momwe has emphasized that with the ambitious target to produce 10 million tons of maize currently in effect, it is imperative to consider incorporation of local experts to provide the much-needed guidance required for implementation. He further expressed confidence in the possibility of the country establishing a thriving maize market, which includes prospects for exports, which in turn will generate the much-needed revenue for economic recovery.
It's important that farmers take necessary precautions to protect their crops. If possible, they should construct a safe storage facility where they can put their maize. And they should avoid selling their maize area. I understand some farmers are selling as low as 4 kg, which is very bad. And I'm appealing to those people, be a trader, who are buying at such a price. They should be considerate and they should help farmers. Because these are the same farmers feeding the nation.
Center for Environment Justice CJ Programs Coordinator Jennifer Mwanangombe has petitioned government to expedite the process of increasing the capacity of the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, to effectively attend to issues relating to environmental protection. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News, Ms. Mwanangombe says it is saddening to note that the country has continued to be a victim of environmental atrocities despite having a unit established under an Act of Parliament to mitigate the problem. Ms. Mwanangombe further highlighted the need for stakeholders to bring on board effective solutions aimed at mitigating damage to the environment which leads to devastating consequences of climate change. She has since reaffirmed her organization's commitment towards engagement of citizens as part of long-term solutions.
Increasing funding and also training for ZEMA to conduct regular inspections in areas that are facing a high rate of environmental degradation. So we have instances where ZEMA is not present, can I say, at district level. There's issues of decentralization. So if Zema is present in these areas, it means that a response to certain issues would be at a quicker or faster rate. There is need to capacity build staff and also increase funding to Zema, because sometimes complaints come from Zema to say we are unable to respond to a certain issue.
National Association for Medium and Small-Scale Contractors has expressed concern over the continued lack of scrutiny regarding the allocation of contracts to locals. Speaking in an interview with PFM News, Association Copperbelt Provincial Chairperson Owen Himonga disclosed that despite the high cost of products currently prevailing on the market, most local businesses have continued to endure tough times, forcing them to downscale on labor mainly due to reduced revenue. Mr. Himonga says there is need to revisit the current criteria for the awarding of contracts, especially with local authorities under the Constituency Development Fund, which are often enveloped in corruption, among other challenges. He further notes that the prevailing economic environment, if left unchecked, will continue hampering the long-term existence of small-scale contractors in the country.
The challenges were coming in to the reason that some contracts were signed before these things were changed, so the prices went up. That's where every businessman having a challenge. If we're told to supply things that were supposed maybe to spend the 1 million, and that 1 million has also a profit in it.
In international news, Namibia's new president has announced that the university fees will be scrapped from 2026. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa, the country's first female president, made the announcement during the maiden State of the Nation address on Thursday evening. Addressing lawmakers, Nandi-Ndaitwa said the students would pay no registration or tuition fees at all public universities and technical colleges. However, she said there would not be significant extra funding, raising questions about the scheme's feasibility. Still in international news, Sudanese people are eating leaves and charcoal to survive after fleeing an attack on a camp for displaced people near the city of El Fasher, an aid agency has told the BBC. Norwegian Refugee Council's head of operations, Noah Taylor, said the stories the council has been hearing are truly horrific. Taylor added that people are fleeing El Fasher for Tawila but are dying on arrival. He said some were dying of thirst whilst making the 40-kilometer journey from Zamzam camp to blistering temperatures. We take a short break and return with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Saka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 103 FM Saka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Copper Queens keeper Barbara Banda scored the equalizer as Orlando Pride came from 2 goals down to beat an Angel City 3-2 at the Inter and Co Stadium. Banda started the match alongside compatriot Friska Chilufya, who was making first start for the Pride since joining the club. It was an inauspicious start to the match for the Pride, allowing the opening goal just 9 minutes in Riley Tiernan with a slow shot beating Anna Morehouse at the near post. Katie Zalim doubled the lead just before halftime with a powerful strike after the Pride failed to deal with a corner kick. The Pride, however, turned it around in the second half with Brazilian legend Marta starting off the comeback, netting a quick volley off the cross from O'Hane to give confidence to the entire team as they pushed for an equaliser. And on that sporty note, we have come to the end of the lunchtime news. For more upfront and reliable news, follow us on our Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here are the headlines once more. Socialist Party says President Hichilema's